Glory to God. Are you with me this morning? Hallelujah. Can we give God some praise in this house? We're just going to give him some praise this morning. Let's just lift up the name of Jesus. Let's just come and glorify him for who he is in your own words, in your own sound. Just lift up a praise to God. Clap your hands. Lament to the floor. Lift your hands. Dance before the Lord. However you feel, just feel free in worship this morning. Feel free as we praise him this morning. Hallelujah. We will be led in worship and prayer and praise this morning. And we just thank the Lord for the ushers as we usher in the presence of God this morning. We thank God for everyone who has entered into this house this morning. And today we declare this is the house of the Lord. The ground is made holy. Hallelujah. Because where two or three are gathered, there he is in the midst. Hallelujah. So we're just gonna come and give God all the glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God, you are great, you are wonderful, you are worthy of every praise. Let every praise be to the Lord our God Most High. Hallelujah. Are you with me this morning, beloveds? Are you excited for what the Lord is about to do? Are you expectant? Are you standing in awe? Let's give him some glory in this place. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. So the word of the Lord in John chapter 15. Hallelujah. That's where we're going to start this morning. So turn your Bibles with me to John chapter 15. And I'm just going to speak through it quickly. So the Lord says, he is the vine. Jesus is the vine and God is the vine dresser. We are the branches. And if we remain in him, and we must remain in him, then we are able to see supernatural things. Why do I say supernatural things? Because any tree planted correctly in the natural will bear fruit. Now we hear about this lasting fruit. Now this is a supernatural thing that God was trying to explain, that Jesus was trying to explain. You know, Jesus always spoke in parables, and for fruit to last, what he was actually saying, go out and make disciples, because we know we are to go out into all the world and make disciples, right? We know that's our mission. How we go about it is based on the gifts that God has given us and our faith, our measure of faith to believe God for using these gifts to go out and do what he's called us to do, and that is to make disciples. But now to understand the passage in John chapter 15, he says to go out and bear fruit. Now the branches planted in good soil will, of course, even in the natural, create a fruit that is lasting. Now a fruit that is lasting to the point of where you can eat it, and then it becomes overripe, and then it becomes rotten, right? Now Jesus is saying that if you are a branch connected into his vine, he is saying he's going to give you supernatural fruit. He says as long as you remain in him, the fruit that you bear will be lasting. Now we know in the natural that is impossible, but what God was actually saying through Jesus Christ at this given day, that there will be supernatural things that will happen through you. Now how many of us have already felt at some point in our walk that we want to give up, and yet we kept holding on? There was even times that some of us may have fallen by the wayside, but the Lord has brought you back. Why? Because if you were truly a son or daughter of the Most High, he cannot let you go. Because his word is what he stands on. His word is basis for life. His word is eternal. And what is he saying to us? Hallelujah. This morning he is telling us that while his word is eternal, it means it is forever. And we can trust every promise that he makes us. Every part of the Bible where we find ourselves aligned to a word in that particular moment in our lives It means it must come to pass. In some situations, yes, we feel like we are in war, but that too shall pass. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We can give God glory. Once we consume the word of God, you will start to experience that it will flow out of your belly like living waters. Living waters. And if we remember the story in John chapter 4, where the woman who had come to the Lord, but not knowing that she was coming to have the eternal life spring within her, came with her life that was so messed up. She came with a life that was so messed up. And what happened? Jesus asked her for a drink. And she said, no, because of who I am, because of who you are, I cannot give you a drink. And you wouldn't even ask me for a drink, you know? And you know what Jesus is saying this morning? He's saying it doesn't matter where you come from nor your circumstances. It does not matter out of which tribe you were born. What he is saying is if your heart is positioned right, if you remain connected to the vine, if you allow the true vine dresser to prune you, that means when you go through hard times, do not curse the Lord your God. Say, Lord, I am grateful to still be alive in this time dispensation. And for what I am facing, though it may be tragic, though it may be heartbreaking, though it may be threatening my life, though it may be torturing my soul, though it may be ripping out my heart, my God, I will stand on your word. Because your promises are yes and amen, and they are eternal. And Father, I look forward to these fruits that will be everlasting. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody with me this morning. So many of us want to lead someone to the Lord. But let us understand what it is that we are doing first. Let us understand who we are in the kingdom of God first. And then go out and do what God has called us to do so that we can have fruit that is lasting. How many of us have led somebody to the Lord and watched them go back? I'm telling you, it is the most painful thing. Now imagine more so for the vine itself. Hallelujah. So let us do it in the right way and let us be led by the living God and let us ask for the Holy Spirit to do the work. Because if we do it on our own accord and if that person comes up half-hearted, he will not be able to remain. But when he understands the truth of who he is, he will surely choose the righteous path. Hallelujah. This morning we are here to understand who we are. That was not my preaching. Hallelujah. That was the word of God. That was the Holy Spirit. We give him glory. We give him honor this morning because he is just gracious to us. We are actually going to turn our Bibles to understand that we are royalty, to understand that you are a royal diadem, that you are God's heir, that you are a princess this morning, and we have a prince, we have a king in the house this morning. Hallelujah, God. You are glorious, and we lift your name on high. We just want to thank you, Holy Spirit, for what you are about to do, for the release of the prophetic in the house today. We want to thank you for the anointing, for the overflow. We want to thank you, Lord, for the freedom and liberty. We want to thank you, Holy Ghost, for you are who you say you are. We want to see supernatural blessings in the name of Jesus. We want to see supernatural deliverance in the name of Jesus. We want to see you set your captives free. Hallelujah, Jesus. This morning we give you glory. We give you all honor and praise. And we say, Father, thank you for who you are. Thank you for who we are in you, Lord. There is no one like you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen and amen. Be blessed in Jesus' name.